questions you always had, the answers you were never given, the place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on the Veritas Project, we dive deep into the skies and oceans surrounding Puerto Rico, a place where the line between reality and the unknown blurs. As someone born and raised on the island, I've witnessed these strange phenomena up close. From lights darting across the San Juan night sky in the 70s, to farmers discovering mutilated animals, and fishermen watching crafts plunge silently into the ocean without a trace. Our guest tonight, acclaimed filmmaker Darcy Weir, takes us on an extraordinary journey into the heart of the Bermuda Triangle, where unidentified flying objects have been appearing for centuries. Darcy has uncovered new evidence of these mysteries in his latest documentary, Transmedium, Puerto Rico's UFOs. Together, we'll revisit the 2013 Aguadilla UFO incident, where a Customs and Border Patrol camera caught a craft transitioning from air to water and connected to my own research on underwater alien bases, a theory that suggests these UFOs may be operating from hidden enclaves beneath our oceans. We'll also hear from eyewitnesses like Alberto Perez, who saw an object disappear into the ocean with no splash, and Andy Marciel, a fisherman who claims direct contact with extraterrestrial beings. Could Puerto Rico be home to something far more profound than we ever imagined? Stay tuned as we explore evidence that might shift everything we know about UFOs. Darcy Weir is coming up next. Welcome to the Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. His website is occultjourneys.com. His new documentary is titled Transmedium, Puerto Rico's UFOs. And directly from Vancouver, British Columbia, I'd like to welcome back Darcy Weir. Darcy, welcome back. How are you?
Que onda. I'm good. How are you doing, Mel?
Doing great. Thank you. Darcy, you were here 11 years ago, and I believe it was your first documentary, and it was with Phil Schneider. So anybody can go back and listen to that interview. This is before we did videos. And I remember after the show, you shared with me some of those, you know, troublesome photographs of the death of Phil Schneider. But that's a different story, something that we can revisit in the future, because that story didn't end there, in my opinion. I've been trying to get a hold of his ex-wife and the daughter also. But today we're discussing something very important and close to my heart, UFOs of the deep in Puerto Rico, because I have not seen them myself, but I know so many people. So I'm glad that when you contacted me, I just watched your documentary that anybody can watch through Apple TV. I have a link on our website on the synopsis of this show, right? So tell me about this experience going to Puerto Rico. What prompted you to go there?
Yeah, so I started making a documentary called Transmedium, Fast Movers and USOs, which anybody can watch now. It's on Amazon Prime and Tubi TV. But that film was kind of like my adventure into the history of USOs and encounters with our Navy, Coast Guard, all kinds of official sources that are across, you know, the oceans around North America. And when I was making that film, I interviewed Richard Dolan. I interviewed Tim Gallaudet, who's a former Rear Admiral of the Navy. He was the chief oceanographer for 7 years. And he got his degree in oceanography from Scripps Institute. He also was, part of NOAA. So he was investigating professionally the ocean and weather phenomenon and the atmosphere for many, many years, throughout his tenure. And during his time working for for the Navy, is when he got exposed firsthand to a UAP video through their, I think it was the IPSEC server. It's either the Navy uses IPSEC, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So it was either that secure server or another one. If I remember correctly, he got emailed about a safety of flight risk. And this is something that's come up quite often recently with like Ryan Graves going to, testify in front of Congress with David Grush and Commander Fravor. But they are very worried about these UFOs or UAPs, as they're called now, having collisions with our commercial or our defense arsenal, our flights out there. And we're talking about Tim Gallaudet again, back in 2015, he was on exercise and he got this email and they said, hey, there are these things, they're flying all around our testing ground off the coast of, it was actually while Ryan Graves was on duty. So it was right off the coast of Virginia there. And he said, I saw the video in this email thread. My high ups were on it. Some people that were part of our group that were monitoring this exercise. And it was the famous, now famous, because it actually got released post 2017. It's the GoFast UFO video where those guys track this kind of orb looking object that's down by the ocean and they go, oh, we got it. What is that? And Tim Gallaudet, I got to sit down, talk with him. And, long story short, when I was speaking with all these people, including Mark D'Antonio, who had a USO experience at sea when he was invited on his very first, and I don't know if it was his only, trip on a submarine. He experienced a USO and started looking into this, and he started finding out Puerto Rico is a hotspot. It is a hotbed for UFO activity and USO activity. Mark D'Antonio even says in the first Transmedium documentary how there was a Navy group, I think it was submarines, that were doing an exercise off the east coast of Puerto Rico, and they followed for 4 days a USO that was quite substantial in size, that was every time they got close enough to it, it would shoot away and kind of evade them. So they didn't know what it was, like whether it was a foreign adversary or something like that. But he's pretty sure that these things are not ours. And the ocean domain is a very peculiar domain because we know less about the bottom of the ocean and the ocean volume than we do the surface of the moon.
Well, we've only explored 5% of our world ocean. That means that 95% of our ocean is unknown. And if you see these objects go up and down without making a splash, why couldn't they occupy some fragment of our ocean? And we have no way of knowing where. I mean, look at Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, I believe if you count from the bottom of the trench there on the north side of the island, all the way to the top of the highest mountain in Puerto Rico, it's about 20,000 feet. It's not quite 29,000 like the Everest or Mauna Kea in Hawaii, which is 30-some, but it's still a huge amount. And what's out there? Mm-hmm. Who knows? All these lights, what if they have bases there? And as you know, Puerto Rico is considered one of the corners of the Bermuda Triangle. And it makes you wonder, all these lights that are seen there, could it be? It could be. This is something totally different than what we're discussing today. But glass pyramids, a Bimini Road, north of Cuba, I believe, or south of Cuba. So many things that are in that part of the world that could have magnetism that affects cruise ships, military vessels, airplanes. Since the 1940s, a lot of them have been lost. So it's an area of fascination for me.
Absolutely, and equally for me. I started speaking to this individual named Andy Marciel at the end of the last documentary, which is that Fast Movers and USOs documentary. Andy is a pretty interesting guy. I think you should speak to him sometime. He's Puerto Rican. They left Puerto Rico when he was a kid. His mother and him moved to New York. When he was a kid, he had his very own and very first UAP or UFO experience on the island of Puerto Rico. So he knew there was something going on that was, out of this world, so to speak. And in New York, he had another experience similar to that, disc-shaped object in New York at this point. And he started up a social media channel called NYUAP Discussion on Instagram. And he's, kind of prides himself on posting only legitimate information, because he was kind of tired that a lot of stuff in the UFO field tends to be muddy. There's a lot of stories that we just don't know are 100% true, and he tries to stick to the truth. The Veritas, as your show is called.
Yeah.
And I really liked his approach. I thought he was very credible and an interesting guy, and he was actually responsible for the Department of Homeland Security UAP leaks that came out in 2021. The three that I'm speaking of are called La Bruja, the rubber duck footage, and the third one is called the A-10 warthog footage. If you look at those online, essentially, one's an orb, one looks kind of like a hovering humanoid or something. And then the other one, the rubber duck, looks pretty odd. It's like a sphere connected to like a bell looking thing. And they're long pieces of footage, unlike the Tic Tac, the Go Fast, or the gimbal footage. They're just like seconds long. This footage got analyzed by SCU, the Center for Scientific Coalition for UAP Studies. And they said, based off of all this stuff that we can determine from flight angles, winds, and so on and so forth, these are authentic UAPs. And then, lo and behold, at the end of 2023, in August, CBP themselves release all of these research papers that they had done on UAP, and those UAP videos were confirmed as real. So was the Aguadilla 2013 footage. And I was speaking with Andy. He was saying, we should go to Puerto Rico. That's where I'm from. There's so much activity around there. There's a great history we could cover. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's take the adventure. But the first key to that puzzle was reaching out to Jorge Martin, who is a Puerto Rican, independent journalist. He's been covering the UFO UAP beat for more probably about four decades now, at least. And I reached out to him via email. He started introducing me to some folks on the island that we could prospectively get in touch with and interview on camera. And one of those individuals just so happened to be this CBP agent who wishes to remain anonymous. But this individual was the guy who got the 2013 UAP footage and leaked it out to the public through Jorge Martin. And so that was how we ended up on this adventure, was starting with that and traveling to Puerto Rico and driving around the island and meeting with some really interesting experiencers.
I have the utmost respect for Jorge. I've known him for some time. In fact, before we started, I told him that I watched your documentary, and I just decided to say hello to him and invite him back because he hasn't been here for a while. And there's so many stories. And I'm going to bring up a quick story here, and then we'll continue. But have you heard of the, and sounds like your name, his name is Darby Williams, a professor from Bowling Green who got lost in El Yunque, the rainforest in Puerto Rico, in 1997. He got lost for 12 days, and allegedly he survived eating snails. But the curious part, and this reminds me of David Politis of Missing 411, that he doesn't remember anything else, just that he ate some snails, and that's how he survived. I've tried to get a hold of him forever. He does not want to talk about it. He does not remember. Do you know of that story?
I think I've heard about it in passing. I do not know all the details, but, you know, you brought up Yunque National Rainforest. That is an incredibly anomalous spot on the island. I've heard many stories. And, you know, when we go back to Puerto Rico, because that's the plan, I really, really want to go to the forest and get some stories out of there. What I did hear that was anomalous was there was a Roswell-style crash that happened in the forest. Jorge Martin covered that story. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, he discussed it during our last interview.
Oh, cool. So I'd really love to get more details about that. But he said, you know, NASA flew there and they were flying some strange research craft over the Yunque rainforest, monitoring something. Around this time, there were many, many people sighting UFOs above that mountainous rainforest area. And I've heard other tales of people going into the forest and meeting non-human intelligence, like multiple types. Like there's tales of people meeting what could be described as almost like a gray. There's also people describing seeing like a human-looking, sort of very white, pale, blonde-haired humanoid that is accompanied by these. And then there's other people that say that they've seen these things called gargoyles, which, you know, in English is gargoyles.
Yeah. Well, gargoyles.
And it's almost like their local Bigfoot or something like that.
I always tell the story when I was about 7 years old. I told you before we started, the first story that got my mind interested in all of this, I hear in the news that an advertising company was filming a commercial on top of a building, and they leave the camera at night to film the night and then the morning time lapse. And apparently when it was under production, they were watching the footage, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, they saw this light come fast to the left, stop on a dime and go to the right. That was my first exposure. And then a few months later, my parents were invited to go to a farm so we can ride horses. And, that Saturday morning, my dad says, "Oh, sorry, we're not going." And I said, "Why not?" And he showed me the cover of the newspaper, cattle mutilation. And what we now call the chupacabra. Back then, it used to be the vampire of Moca, vampiro de Moca. And we saw these the cattle, two or three of the cattle, of the cows dead, dried of blood. So imagine, you're a kid and you start hearing all these paranormal stories. Obviously, you're going to be interested in all of this for the rest of your life. But transmedium, that's a term that might be unfamiliar to some. What exactly do you mean when you refer to transmedium phenomena?
Yeah, so it's something that's been popping up in the vernacular of UAP and UFO research quite a lot in the most recent years. Really what happened, I think 2020 One, the Debrief, which is a newer publication. They do some journalism over UAP.
Thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.